You're still hard after, you know, 40 years, so. So for the last three movements, there's a saraband, a minuet, and a jig. The saraband and the minuet both have sort of the same chord shape as the opening. They don't actually have the chord, but there is sort of a unification there. What's unusual about this saraband is that it really starts almost like a French overture. So it's sort of unifying toward the beginning. This. It's very declamatory and you know, a lot like the opening. So he's recalling that. And you never see that in a saraband until now. I mean, the feature, main feature of a saraband is that the second rhythm is strong and that's there, but other than that, it doesn't really relate. And then after that, you don't really have much of the saraband rhythm at all. You have more of the ariosa style that you had in the Allemande, so that relates to that as well. And it also has a little bit of a walking bass in it, different from, in other words, the ariosa style of the right hand is the same as the saraband, but the bass is different. There's much more motion. Minuet is not really that distinctive. It does have the basically the same chord shape as the opening. The jig is quite interesting. It's basically a true fugue, and you'll hear that minor shift near the end, like we just heard in this. It's really almost in the same place in the piece, so it really relates back to that movement a lot. And then, like in the fifth partita, you have a counter subject beginning of a fugue, beginning the second half. And that's now the counter subject, so he starts it with that. And is there anything else? I mean, there's so much else. You know, I'm noticing, as I'm playing, I'm thinking, oh, you know, I just noticed that. So it's an endless process. You're always finding these very interesting things that are happening. And, you know, you just play it, and sometimes you hear these things. So this will be the last three movements.